If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Saturday, April 5th. The lesson from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside the springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you, says the Lord Almighty. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 12 through 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to the multitudes of the Jews, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me does not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness to yourself, your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness to myself, my witness is true, because I know where I came from and where I go, but you do not know where I came from or where I go. You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one. And even if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but with me is he who sent me, the Father. And in your law it is written that the witness of two persons is true. It is I who bear witness to myself, and he who sent me, the Father, bears witness to me. They therefore said to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would then know my Father also. Jesus spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple, and no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. From the Haydock Commentary and the Great Commentary by Father Cornelius a Lapide. St. Augustine says, he therefore is the light which made this light of ours, the sun. Let us love the light, let us long to understand it, let us thirst for it, that so at length we may attain to the light itself, and so live therein, that we may never die. For he is the light of whom the psalmist said, by this light was the light of the sun made, and the light which made the sun, beneath which he made us also, came beneath the sun for our sakes. Despise not the veil of his flesh. The sun is covered by a cloud not to obscure, but to temper its rays. Speaking then through the veil of his flesh, the light which never fails, the light of knowledge, the light of wisdom, says to men, I am the light of the world. According to St. Augustine and Venerable Bede, the light of which Christ speaks is the light of life, the light of glory, giving blessing to the faithful and saints, which they themselves will obtain from him in heaven. Others understand by it the light of faith, leading us to glory and very blessedness. For St. Cyril says, faith is a torch, guiding the faithful through the darkness of the world, showing them the true way of life, by which they can, without stumbling, attain to eternal blessedness. The light itself needs no other witness. It shows itself clearly by its own light to be bright and shining. And thus is Christ the light of the world, showing itself to the world by its miraculous works. Christ needed not any other witness, and yet he brings forward the highest and most indisputable witness, even God the Father. When Christ says, although I give testimony of myself, my testimony is true, he gives them the reason, namely because he is not alone, but the Father who also bears witness is with him. Christ says, you judge, and also bear testimony concerning other men according to the flesh, and according to outward show and appearances only. I judge no one in this manner. And whatever judgment I pass, or if I give testimony, my testimony is true, as coming also from the Father, with whom I am one in nature, though a distinct person. And two, according to the law, are enough to give evidence. St. Augustine says, You judge according to the flesh because you do not understand the ways of God, and think you only see in me the person of man. Therefore I seem to you to be arrogant, bearing witness of myself. Man indeed, who wishes alone to bear testimony of himself, is arrogant and not to be believed, because all men are frail and liable to be deceived. But light and truth itself can neither deceive nor be deceived. St. Cyril says, "He acts like a physician who heeds not the insults of his patients who are mad, but applies to them the fitting remedies, fighting against disease but not against the patient, whom he wishes to restore to health of body and mind." Christ does not here say that he is the Father and he is the Son. He says that he is not alone, but that the Father is with him, plainly distinguishing the two persons. The Father is truly the Father, and the Son truly the Son, not one elder or greater than the other, but both entirely equal in all perfections, one in substance, co-eternal, and of one perfect equality. So says St. Augustine. The whole question between Christ and the Jews was with reference to his testimony, whether it could be lawfully accepted, and he maintains that it can be, as he was not alone, but the Father was with him. St. Augustine says, "It is a grand and most mysterious question when God says, 'In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.' For Susanna was accused by two false witnesses, and all the people witness falsely against Christ. But in this way is the Trinity represented as in mystery, for therein is the ever-enduring firmness of truth. If thou wishest to have a good cause, have three witnesses, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." When they ask, "Where is thy Father?" they knew well enough by other discourses that he had called and declared God to be his Father, but they had a mind to make him own it again, that they might accuse him as guilty of blasphemy. As in common conversation we often say, "When you have seen one, you have seen the other," when two persons or things seem perfectly alike as to outward appearances, so here Christ says, "If you did know me, you would know my Father also." Not that the Father is the Son, or the Son the Father, but because the Father is like the Son. Here might the Arians and all who maintain that Christ is a mere creature blush, for if he were a creature, how can anyone who knows him likewise know God? Therefore is Christ consubstantial with the Father, for he who knows the Son knows the Father also. So says Theophylactus. The reason why Christ spoke thus in the treasury was of a more hidden kind, because it was the dark hiding place of the Pharisees, where they wrought all those evil devices which Christ recounts in Matthew 5 and 23. In this very spot he condemns their dark deeds by saying, "I am the light of the world, the true light of wisdom and holiness, who teach men to despise earthly riches as mean and perishing, and to aim at heavenly riches as being great and eternal. Follow not the Pharisees who are blindly intent on these earthly riches, for Vespasian will speedily carry them all away. But rather follow me, the light of the world, for I preach to you poverty of spirit as the way to gain boundless riches in heaven." This was then the cause of the intense hatred they felt against Christ, which led them to persecute him even to death on the cross. It was out of this treasury that they sacrilegiously took the 30 pieces of silver which they gave to Judas to betray Jesus, and therefore in the very same spot he willed that he would by that means be lifted up on the cross and draw all men unto him. Origen gives a mystical reason. Christ, he says, spake these things in the treasury, because the treasury, or rather the treasures, are his divine discourses, impressed with the image of the great king. Coins are divine words. Let everyone then contribute to the treasury, that is, for the edification of the church, whatever he is able for the honor of God and for the common benefit. And Venerable Bede says, "Christ speaks in the treasury because he spake to the Jews in parables which were covered and kept close. But the treasury then began, as it were, to be opened when he explained them to his disciples and unblocked the heavenly mysteries therein conceived."